What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When you can't afford food, yeah, the weight just drops right off. Yeah.
How'd you lose weight? Poverty.
This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast. Friends of the end. And now they start talking.
Last night, I totally forgot the Golden Globes were on. It was kind of a big football weekend. I forgot all about that.
Yeah, it's kind of the big star to award season.
Right.
The Golden Globes are great because people are like looser.
And, yeah, it's not as stuffy as the Oscars.
Right? People are drinking, having a good time, sitting at tables instead of in seats.
Right.
And the big winners last night were The Pitt. If you love that show with Bill Wiley on HBO, it's so good.
It is good.
The Netflix series Adolescence, which is only 4 episodes, but it's incredibly, and it's super dark.
I've seen that one.
But every person on that show won an award.
Oh, wow.
As well they should have.
That's cool.
Best movies were One Battle After Another and Hamnet, which is the movie about...
The
wife of William Shakespeare... and the loss of their child, who was named
Hamnet,
that they believe was the inspiration for his work, Hamlet. But back in the day, I guess those two were used interchangeably.
It was a more common name than it is now, obviously.
Right.
Which is used by nobody.
Right.
Hamnet.
It was so weird. Nikki Glaser was the host, and she's funny.
She is very funny.
I liked her. But I don't know what the plan was. And so, unlike the Oscars where they have a big orchestra, it was more like they hired a DJ from 2005 to just play songs randomly whenever somebody was like going from the chairs to up to the stage. Because you're sitting there, that's interesting. Like, oh, now they're playing Taylor Swift. And then like... a very serious actor, Stellan Skarsgård, goes up for his movie Sentimental Value, and they're playing Usher. Yeah! And then, like, it's not in the movie, or there was absolutely no reason.
So it's like some DJ off screen, or, you know, he's got, like, Amazon Music pulled up on his phone, just holding it to a microphone, like, this'll do. This'll be fine.
Or they went into one of those cars where they smashed the window in West Nashville and they pull somebody's like 15-year-old iPod out of the thing and just play whatever comes up. It was so weird.
It is weird, yeah.
Amy Poehler, love her. She won the first ever Best Podcast Award.
Yeah.
For Good Hang.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good podcast if you're interested.
Like that.
It's some fun, lighthearted stuff.
Yeah. She always keeps it positive, too.
Yeah.
Which is, that's her whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we need an escape from, the dumpster fire that is the world right now.
Exactly.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Well, the doctors said everything is bigger in Texas. A woman in Arlington, Texas gave birth to a 13-pound baby.
Whoa.
She was quoted as saying,
That poor mom. Oh my gosh.
Wow. That's like two babies. That's like having twins all at once.
Wow. All right. So if you love Chick-fil-A, they're celebrating their 80th anniversary by giving 3,000 lucky fans free Chick-fil-A for a year.
Wow.
So they're doing these retro style cups. I saw my friend Alex had one this weekend. And if you get a cup that is one of the winning cups, then you get a free meal once a week for a year. So 52 chicken sandwiches.
And it's like old school the way their logo used to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
It's cool. It's retro.
Like that. Yeah, that's very good. If you live in Murfreesboro, you notice that we used to have a YMCA that closed probably about 15 years ago, and it's just been vacant ever since. Well, now they're going to open up a UFC gym in that location.
Oh, really?
It's right across the street from the Old Fort Parkway Walmart. So that'll toughen you up so you can get in there to Walmart and have fights.
That's right.
Because it's kind of the ghetto Walmart. So you get in there.
Check it out before it becomes a Spirit Halloween store.
Exactly. Yeah, by the end of the month, it probably will be. There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits 93.3. We need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbu, I'll go around the neighborhood.
This is always cool. There's a minor league hockey team in Hershey, Pennsylvania, the home of the chocolate bars. They're called the Hershey Bears. And every year they do the teddy bear toss. They have a game where everyone is encouraged to bring stuffed animals, teddy bears.
To be given to charity.
Yeah. And as soon as the home team scores, you can throw them out on the ice. And it's bedlam. It's exciting when it happens.
To the line, Belpedio shot. It's gone! Sweet cuddly mayhem! It's a sky full of stuffies! It's the teddy bear toss magic in Hershey!
I absolutely love this every year.
Yeah.
Just thousands upon thousands of teddy bears come raining down.
Yeah, they had 81,796 teddy bears this year. But yeah, they were like waist deep out on the ice. It's amazing.
Kids who need a toy, get them.
I love that.
That's so cool. If you want to see it, you can watch the teddy bears rain down if you follow the Woody and Jim Show on Facebook. Totally Hits 93.3. Over the fall, I lost 30 pounds in 3 months.
Yeah, you did great.
My doctor said, yeah, I had to. Like, you got to clean yourself up. You got to get healthy. You got to get underweight and got to eat better. So I did. I radically went through it. I was miserable, but it worked.
You worked out. You were cutting out fats and, you know, exactly, everything like that.
Only to have my son-in-law mention to me the other day, I think we should check your body for, needle marks.
Puncture wounds?
Because he's accusing me of using Ozempic or Wegovy, which I don't care. I would tell you. I would yell it from the treetops.
It's not like a secret.
Right. But I didn't. But it's funny. You can't lose weight anymore.
People will assume that you're on the shot.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I would imagine people who are like, you know, who are really sick, who are losing weight because of that. And they're like, hey, look at Mr. Ozempic over there. Miss Wegovy. You're like, no, I was just sick. That's right. I have a disease.
I had the flu for 2 weeks. That's how I lost weight. Oh, sure. I know my girlfriend and I were watching Melissa McCarthy on Saturday Night Live a few weeks ago, and she's lost a lot of weight. And so everybody's going, oh, obviously, it's Ozempic.
Right.
You're not just eating right and exercising. That's stupid.
That only pushes me towards Ozempic. Like, if I could afford it.
Right.
It's supposed to get cheaper, but
it is getting cheaper. But
I'm too poor to be on one of those things.
Right. And being poor is a great weight loss plan.
It is.
It is. Yeah.
When you can't afford food, the weight just drops right off.
Yeah. How'd you lose weight? Poverty. I should try that. I should try that. I remember back when I was a lowercase G. That was a big G. $100 bills, y'all.
Used to wave your hands in the air.
Like, I just don't care. Is that weird? Woody and Jim in the morning. Totally Hits 93.3. An exciting new time for the Woody and Jim Joke Off. If you've never heard it before, what a treat you're in for. We tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dad jokes, if you will, back and forth. First person to laugh loses the game.
Ready to not laugh? Let's begin.
Let us begin the joke.
Woody, Lance isn't that common a name these days.
Really?
But back in the medieval times, they used to call people Lance a lot.
Jim, a limbo dancer, married a locksmith. Their wedding was very low-key.
I had an appointment to see my psychic next week, but she called to cancel. She said I won't be able to make it.
Jim, I drew a picture of Mark Hamill on my girlfriend's forehead while she was sleeping.
Yeah.
You should have seen the look on her face when she woke up. That was a long trip for a really, really terrible joke.
Woody, they're coming out with a male version of Alexa. It's called Alex.
Mm.
You ask it to do things for you 10 times and then wait 6 months for it to do it.
And it says, I'm about to. Jim, I love putting on fresh underwear right out of the dryer. It's also fun to look around the laundromat and see who they belong to.
Oh, okay. You got me.
There we go. A Woody and Jim joke. When Gina is here, she laughs at every joke. So there is, now we just have crickets. Shameless plug for our sponsor.
Tree Fellers brings us Gender Wars. Great tree health comes when you go to localtreefellers.com.
We are ready now to play Gender Wars. For the ladies in the audience, we have Bella in Hermitage. Good morning, Bella.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, and good luck to you. For the guys, we have Rick.
All right, let's do a Get Acquainted question. Let's start with Bella first. If you could eat anything you wanted without getting fat, what food would that be?
Mm.
It would be Marie Callender's Razzleberry Pie.
Wow, very specific.
Oh, yeah, I love that. That sounds good. I'm going to have to try it. I don't think
no
I have.
Kidding, yeah.
Rick, what about you? If you could eat anything you wanted without getting fat, what would it be?
I'm simple, just probably like fried potatoes or something like that.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
All right, good job.
Here comes the real questions. We start with multiple choice.
Okay, both of you have a screw you can use during the contest. If you can't answer the question, you can force it on your opponent, but they could steal your point. Here we go. Bella, is Cooperstown, New York, the home of the football, baseball, or hockey Hall of Fame?
That would be baseball.
Baseball is
yes.
All right. Good job. Good start.
Very good. Rick, here's your multiple choice question.
Is all right.
The Bachelor reality show hosted by Nick Lachey, Wells Adams, or Jesse Palmer?
Jesse Palmer?
Yes!
That is right.
Good job.
Tied up. 1-1.
Okay.
Ding, ding.
Bella, who plays the title role in the John Wick movies?
Oh, Keanu Reeves.
Yes, Keanu Reeves.
Good okay.
Job. You're zipping right through these questions.
Rick, you need this one to keep pace. In cooking measurements, how many teaspoons equal a tablespoon?
Four?
No. That's what I would have said. It's actually three. No credit there. Okay, it is a 2-1 lead for Bella going into the last set of questions.
All right, you can win it outright if you get this one right. Craftsman and Channel Lock are famous brands of what?
Power tools.
Power tools, hand tools. We'll take tools.
Yeah, we'll take it. Okay. Very good. That's a win for you, Bella. There's no way Rick could come back.
Oh.
But Rick, you were awesome.
If you have downloaded the Totally Hits 93.3 app, which is highly recommended from our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. I posted a picture yesterday at lunch after church. My son, Jeff, and his wife, my girlfriend, Melissa, and my grandkids all went out to lunch. Went to 2J's in Murfreesboro. Nice place that we go all the time. And Charlie wanted a mozzarella stick. So we got mozzarella sticks for the table. And if you've never been there, their mozzarella sticks are kind of the size of an iPhone. They're like really huge. And so we decided we would do the mozzarella stick cheese pull.
Oh, that's huge.
Yeah.
On social media, you got to do the cheese pull. How far can the cheese go
right.
before it breaks?
I posted the picture on our app if you want to see it. But, yeah, Charlie had part of it in his mouth, my granddaughter. And then my son Jeff was pulling it from the other side, having a look of excitement on his face. It got to be like 9 feet.
If I didn't see the people like you and everybody I know at the table,
yeah.
I would have thought it was AI.
No, but, yeah, it was real. And,
I mean, it's crazy long.
Yeah.
It stretches the length of a room.
It does. And I actually looked up to see what the record was.
What is the record?
It's like 51 feet.
Holy
so, crap. I mean, maybe it's not a world record. Maybe it's a Rutherford County record. Or maybe a Murfreesboro record. Or maybe a North Murfreesboro record. Or a, you know, within two blocks of a, you know,
at the corner of this street and,
yes.
Yeah.
World record.
Well, people love the cheese pull.
Yeah.
In fact, they say it saved Chili's.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like chain restaurants aren't doing very well.
Right.
And late 2024, somebody like started doing a cheese pull on Instagram or something. It became so popular getting the cheese sticks at Chili's that it became like their best-selling thing.
Yeah.
And saved the restaurant.
Yeah.
It became... The cheese sticks became 15% of their total sales.
Whether you ate them or not, you had to take a picture for social media.
Exactly. They just like, okay, come on in. I know you haven't been here in 20 years, but guess what? We're Instagram friendly.
And since we're in Tennessee and our diet is 50% mozzarella, you know, that's why we're so healthy. It's another one of those roller coaster weather weeks in Middle Tennessee.
You said it's going to go
It's going to be really cold.
And then back down again.
And then it's going to be like 60 tomorrow. And then they say maybe a chance of snow on Thursday. So once again, if you don't like the weather in Tennessee, just wait a minute.
You can't put any of your clothes away. Because
right.
It's going to change completely tomorrow.
Always. How was your weekend?
Went to help a friend. He's putting together the first podcast for Special Olympics Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, cool.
For the athletes to host their own show. And I went to his house and we were kind of setting up some equipment and stuff. And then he said, hey, just down the street is McKay's, the used bookstore.
Oh, yeah.
And CDs and movies.
Oh, that's a great place to just browse and get lost in. Yeah. Oh,
love that place. And I said, no, I'm not going to go there because I'll be there for 3 hours.
Exactly.
I went in and I actually walked right out. Because since it was a rainy Saturday in Tennessee,
yeah,
the place was packed.
Oh, I bet.
If I bought something, I would have waited an hour in line just to check out.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, nope, just walk away.
Yeah. Plus, with flu cases on the intense rise, it's probably not the best thing.
Yeah, being around,
be hanging around a bunch
people.
Of people.
Yeah, exactly. And then played hockey last night, and for the second week in a row, we got our butts kicked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least you played.
At least we played.
At least you had fun. of course, our weekend started really early. It was kind of cool. We got a visit from Gina and her baby on Friday.
That was great.
She stopped by. We got to hold the baby.
Paisley is adorable. She's really such is. A cute baby.
Yeah.
I know everybody says that, but she is.
Yeah, she is. Then Friday night, went over to my son Jeff's house. Along with his wife and my grandkids, we watched the Indiana-Oregon game.
Okay.
My girlfriend's from Indiana, so she got very excited.
College football playoffs is big in your house this week.
Yeah. Plus, Jeff is a big Las Vegas Raiders fan, so he was very excited because Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback for Indiana, is going to be the first draft pick, and the Raiders are going to get him.
They're going to get
They're going to have the best season ever, you bet! The new Nissan Stadium is built. And finished and ready to open in, you know, a decade or two. They have announced they're going to have one of the Amazon grab-and-go stores.
Right.
Which is kind of cool.
Get your food or whatever, and you just walk out.
Right. You go in and you kind of scan your QR code or you use the Amazon app, and then it just keeps track of whatever you put into your quote-unquote cart, and then it just... bills you as you leave. There's no cashier. There's no checkout. You just walk out with it.
No waiting.
Yeah.
Which is like an introvert's dream.
It is, yeah.
Right? I won't have to talk to anybody.
Right.
So I tried that once in Seattle.
Yeah.
When I was visiting there, they had one of those stores. And it felt very weird. I felt... like I was trying to steal stuff.
Right. Like
it's fine. It's fine. Just go. You're good. I'm like, are you sure? You said like they hold things up into the air. Like, okay, whatever the cameras
the
robots.
Did the camera get this one?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they can scan it, you know, well. You know, it's easy. And you just leave with your stuff.
If somebody's at the game and they've got kids with them, like, if they were, like, anything like my kids, I would have my kids, like, hands tied behind their back.
Because
my kids would just grab stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, maybe if I noticed at checkout, you know, we'd pay for it. But, yeah, I mean, I could see somebody going in, like, some mom who's got, like, three kids with her, and all of a sudden she's, like, walks out and realizes, oh, my kids stole, like, escargot.
Yeah.
It cost $700.
That's right. You just get an email from Amazon saying, hey, guess what? How much you just spent?
Or a medium soda at stadium prices, $500.
That's true. So what are we doing today?
Family coming over for dinner, and I'm going to be then jetting out to the Preds Foundation at Hermitage Strike and Spare, where the Preds do bowling.
Oh, that's always cool.
And somebody will be stuck with me as their celebrity bowler.
All right.
And I'll have to explain to them who I am.
That's right.
I know you were hoping for Roman Yossi. You got me. What do you got going on today?
I got bills to pay. I got boring Monday stuff to do. So, you know, I'll be doing that. And then back tomorrow, we actually have Preds tickets for tomorrow night's game. They're going to be taking on Edmonton, and we've got those to give away playing Gender Wars tomorrow.
Right, and we also have a Dirk Bentley bobblehead.
That's right.
You can win that. You don't even have to show up early. We've got one reserved for you.
Yeah, if you want to play Gender Wars tomorrow, you can text us anytime. 615-553-0933.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.